And again, going back to that shooting today at Fort Hood Military Base here in Texas, I'm joined by NPR's Pentagon correspondent, Tom Bowman. Tom, what is the latest? What have you heard?
Well, Fort Hood just put out a statement that says, quote, an initial report that a shooter is dead, but this is unconfirmed. They say that the injured have been taken to the Darnell Medical Center and other local hospitals, but no idea at this point, no report on the number of injured. There have been reports as many as 8 people have been injured, and a Pentagon source told me not long ago that there's still an active shooter at Fort Hood. So very sketchy at this point. But again, from Fort Hood, they say there's an initial report that a shooter is dead.
And at the same time, you're mentioning an active shooter. Unclear whether those two statements are in conflict, whether there was more than one shooter or whether, in fact, that was an active shooter at the time who is now dead. A lot that's unclear about this. Tom, take us back. I mean, I mentioned earlier that Fort Hood, of course, was the scene of that shooting back in 2009, the deadliest ever at a military installation. This is a place that is no stranger to tragedy.
That's right. It's the biggest Army base in the country. And again, you're right that back in November 2009, Army major and psychiatrist Nidal Hassan fatally shot 13 people and injured more than 30 others. And he was convicted last summer, found guilty in all 13 counts of premeditated murder, and was sentenced to death last August 28th.
And we should mention, Tom, that along with the many, many military personnel on this base, there would be a number of civilians. And I've been hearing local reports talking about a number of children on that base today.
Oh, it's a huge base. I think there were 40, 50,000 people on the base. Of course, it'd be, you know, a lot of schools, daycare centers, housing. It's basically a huge sprawling city is what it is.
Okay. NPR Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman. Tom, thanks. And again, the latest, there was a shooting late today at the Fort Hood military base here in Texas. Unconfirmed reports that a shooter has been killed by a self-inflicted gunshot wound. We will bring you more as we know it.